Well, good afternoon and happy Sabbath to you all. I'd like to start by reading from 2 Peter 1, verses 12 through 15. 2 Peter 1, verses 12 through 15. While you're turning there, let me ask for a show of hands. How many of you like to be nagged? I actually do see a few hands, so I'm not alone in that, apparently. Question is, who likes to be reminded of stuff they already know? It's our tendency to say, I already know that. Yes, I've heard that before. 2 Peter 1, verse 12. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it's right, as long as I'm in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as the Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful, I will be diligent, to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. He says, I'm going to remind you. I'm going to give you a reminder. Yes, you already know these things, but I'm going to remind you. In fact, I'm going to make sure that even after I'm gone, you're still going to be reminded of these things. In three sentences, he uses the word remind or variations thereof three times. Our goal today is to understand why we need to be reminded of things we already know. The title of this message is Back to Basics. Back to Basics. Why do we need to be reminded of things we already know? Well, one, we never outgrow the basics. We never outgrow the basics. The College Bowl games over this New Year's gave me a lesson in that. If you watched any of the games, you'll recall that pretty much all of them were fairly lopsided. One team won by a great margin. And one of the things that I kept hearing repeated very frequently by the announcers on the sections of the games that I watched is that this certain team didn't seem to be able to execute on the basics. They had a game plan, but they just couldn't seem to do what needed to be done. When the blitz came, the front line couldn't protect the passer. Down he went. At a critical point in time, the pass was right on target, and the receiver just couldn't seem to grab it in. It was right in the right spot, but he couldn't complete. He couldn't execute on the basics. One team, it seems, would try and repeatedly fail at the basics. Oh, sure, there'd be an amazing play here or there, long run or something else, and they'd be able to make some yardage and get ahead, and even on occasion score a few points. But repeatedly, they'd fail to make progress, and then have to kick the ball away. The other team seemed to be able to execute on the basics. Protect the passer. Take the catch when it comes in. Stretch just a little bit farther to get that first down. And slowly but surely, basic by basic, move down the field and score. Move down the field again and score. And pretty soon, they'd rack up a whole lot of points. The basics. What's the easiest shot in basketball? Well, according to Wikipedia and according to my YOU basketball coach, Mr. Roger Allgaier, it's the layup. They even put a little square up there to tell you, put the ball here and it'll go in. Now, the Dallas Mavericks are paid a whole lot of money to be experts. They're way beyond the basics. But yet, when they start to play a game and they come out to warm up, what do? They run the layups. They go back to the basics. We never outgrow the basics. Why do we need to be reminded of the things we already know? Well, the principle of use it or lose it. Use it or lose it. Let's go to Hebrews 5, verse 12. Hebrews 5, verse 12. If we don't reinforce the basics, we're going to lose them. We'll forget. Hebrews 5, verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you've come to need milk and not solid food. I had that lesson brought home to me personally at the tender age of 13. When I was a first grader, my school required a uniform, and part of that uniform was a tie. And so when I was 6 years old, my dad bought my uniform for me, and he taught me how to tie my tie. I still remember standing there in the bedroom. My full-length mirror, of course, was way beyond my height, but I could tie my tie every morning and get myself to school. Well, the bus got me to school. After I left that school, I stopped wearing a tie, frankly, at all. When I was 13, my dad bought me my first suit to wear to church. Got my suit, got it all fitted, got my tie and my shirt and everything, and there I am standing there at 13 in the mirror trying to remember, how do I tie this tie? I've been doing it since I was six, but I'd stopped doing it. And so I had to go ask my dad to remind me, to teach me again how to tie a tie. I didn't use it, and I lost it. Use it or lose it. Being good at the basics takes repetition. We need to go over those things. We need to be reminded of them on a regular basis so that we can keep it in mind. So Peter said that he would remind the church of what they already knew so that they would remain strong in the fundamentals. So we never outgrow the basics. If we don't use it, we'll lose it. And third, a strong foundation in the basics allows for growth. Let's go back to 1 Peter 1 and verse 12. Back up actually in verse 5, he tells them they need to grow. They need to be growing, he says, and add, building on layer by layer. He says, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control. And he goes on and says that they need to keep growing, they need to keep developing and adding layer by layer. But then he comes back and says, I'm going to remind you of the things you already know. It's the basics that form the foundation on which we can build and grow. If our foundation weakens, if we forget the basics, then our structure is in danger of crumbling. My goal for this year is to get back to the basics. Basics could mean a lot of things in the Christian context. Could certainly refer to regular prayer, regular Bible study, and those things are definitely crucial, but that's not my primary focus for this year. For me, my focus for this year is to be able to explain the basic Christian doctrines from memory. I've been in and around this church for 45 years now, a little over 45 years, and it keeps on growing. Surely, you'd think that I could explain the basics, the fundamentals, from memory. I've heard it so many times. Recently, I went to the booklet, which is in my briefcase, The Fundamentals of the United Church of God, and looked through that. And I was surprised at how many times the explanations or scriptures didn't come quickly to mind. It took me some time. So I'd read through the section, and I was reminded of the train of thought, of the reasoning, perhaps, of the scriptures, and I'd say, oh yes, I know that one. I know that one. But if I couldn't pull it out from memory, do I really know it? At any time, I could be asked, what's repentance? Do I need to do it? Do I need to be baptized? Why do I need to be baptized? What happens when I die? What is this resurrection thing? Should Christians observe the seventh-day Sabbath? How are you at answering those things? What scriptures come to mind? Perhaps you're well-versed in the basics, and if you are, I commend you for that. But when I was reading through many of these things, I was, as I said, surprised to find it took me a little time to think about it. And I read through, and oh yes, yes, oh yeah, I remember that. But I have to realize that I don't live in a multiple-choice world. People aren't going to come to me with a list of options and say, which of these is the correct choice? I have to be able to, as it were, write an essay, be able to explain from memory. So that's my goal for myself this year. I plan to learn a 3-verse chain to explain each of the fundamentals. Let me give you an example. Perhaps baptism. How would I go about explaining, 3-verse chain, what baptism is? 1. Baptism is a ceremony that Jesus instructed his servants to perform for people who become followers or disciples. The verse, Matthew 28:19, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. 2, baptize means to immerse, and it pictures the burial of Jesus Christ, so baptism should be performed by placing disciples completely under the water. Verse, Romans 6:3-4, as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. 3, along with the baptism ceremony is the laying on of hands by the servants of Jesus Christ, during which God grants to the disciples the Holy Spirit. Verse, Acts 8:16, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Peter and John laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. I should have those in my head. I should be able to bring those out, and not just on that topic, but on all the fundamentals. And those are just the basics. Certainly there's room to grow, and there's a lot more information. But unless I have the basics down, I can't build on that. And so that's my goal this year, to go through and develop a 3-verse chain for each of those fundamentals, so that when I'm asked a question, I'll have an answer at the ready. And I want you to feel free to ask me, to remind me at any time this year, how am I doing? How's it going? Are you making progress? In fact, I encourage you to ask me. Accountability, as we've heard. So let's conclude. Why do we need to be reminded of things we already know? 1, we never outgrow the basics. 2, we need to use it or we'll lose it. And 3, a strong foundation in the basics allows for growth. My question for you, what basics will you reinforce this year?